Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Mental Fortitude Daily. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're in philosophy class, I promise. That's me, your host Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster that is life with a little bit of grace and a whole lot of grit. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial: building mental resilience. Ever feel like life throws punches when you least expect it? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you just want to throw in the towel? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Everyone faces challenges. It's part of the human experience. The real key is how we respond to those punches, how we bounce back stronger, more capable, and ready for whatever comes next. Think of it like this: mental resilience is your inner superhero suit. It's what allows you to weather the storms, to keep going even when things get tough, and to emerge from those challenges even more incredible than before. So how do we build this awesome superpower? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey. Number 1. Embrace discomfort. Look, life isn't all sunshine and rainbows, right? There are going to be moments of stress, uncertainty, even downright pain. Trying to avoid discomfort is like trying to run from the rain, it's just not going to work. The key is to face those uncomfortable situations head on. It's like hitting the gym for your mind. Each time you push through that feeling of discomfort, you build mental strength and resilience. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? Like, one bad thing happens, and suddenly you're replaying every past failure and worrying about the future. This is where mindfulness comes in. It's about being present in this moment. Focus on your breath, on your surroundings, on the simple things that bring you joy. Mindfulness helps ground you, calms the mental chatter, and allows you to respond to challenges with clarity and focus instead of reacting impulsively. Number 3. Cultivate a growth mindset. This means believing that you can learn and grow from any experience, even the tough ones. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this, try I can get better at this." Instead of seeing failure as the end, see it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Remember, every setback is just a stepping stone to success. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? Well, it's true. Choose to surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to be your best self. Avoid those negative energy vampires like the plague. Trust me, your mental health will thank you for it. Number 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body, spending time doing things you enjoy, and setting healthy boundaries. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, but then you wake up feeling totally under the weather, head cold, stuffy nose, the works. You feel completely drained and doubt creeps in. Can I really do this? What if I mess up? Now, here's where mental resilience comes into play. You could choose to wallow in self-pity or panic about the presentation. But with a little mental fortitude, you might say, "Okay, I don't feel my best, but I can still rock this." Maybe you take some extra time to rest and rehydrate. You adjust your presentation slightly to make it more concise and engaging. And even if things aren't perfect, you remind yourself that you showed up, you tried your best, and that's what matters. You see? Building mental resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about developing the skills and mindset to navigate life's challenges with grace, grit, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those Stoic superpowers. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of mental fortitude. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Let me know what resonated with you most. And join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of resilience together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.